Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Last time we were in Great Britain, visiting with Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let's stay in England for a while, but let's go back a little further than the 19th century. Let's go all the way back to the 300s. We need to go to the county of Dorset, to a charming named place, Hinton St. Mary's. Actually, we need to go back to London, to the British Museum, because it is there, in that massive treasury of antiquity, in the early Britain room, that we will find a mosaic, the Hinton St. Mary mosaic. It was unearthed in 1963. The full mosaic is 17 feet by 15 feet, and right in the middle is what they call a roundel or a circular mosaic. It is believed to be the earliest extant image of Christ, and it is flanked by the ancient Christian symbol of the Chi Rho, two Greek letters that are the first two letters of Christ's name. Three in English, because the Chi, which is the X in Greek, is transliterated as a CH in English, and the Rho is the R. This symbol goes back to Constantine. Historians aren't sure of the purpose of the original building that this mosaic was a part of. Some think it was the dining room of a villa. Others think it may have been a church. We're not exactly sure what the room was for, but here's the significance. Christ is the center of the mosaic. In our terms, we would say the focal point. Now, traditionally, a pagan god or a goddess would hold that place in Roman mosaics. And the four corners of the Hinton St. Mary mosaic are given to the four gospel writers. Typical Roman mosaics had the four winds or the four elements. So you can look at these Roman mosaics and you can get a sense of their worldview, of how they saw the world and how they understood their world. Pagan gods were at the center, nature was at their command, and humanity was trying to figure it all out. That's one worldview. Then there's the other. Christ is at the center, and God's word governs us, teaches us, leads us to the center, leads us to Christ. It's somewhat akin to saying there's a new sheriff in town, and now everything had changed. If you were to visit the British Museum and walk around the early Britain room, you would notice something right off. That Chi Rho that appears on the Hinton St. Mary mosaic is everywhere, and so is another pair of Greek letters. This is the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, the Alpha and Omega. We know these from the book of Revelation and the reference to Christ. Well, my favorite piece in the British Museum with this, or I should say pieces rather, is a pair of large copper basins from the 4th or 5th century. These have the Alpha and Omega hammered from the inside out. But the Alpha and Omega is reversed. Now, I feel so bad for this guy. It's not like you can hit the delete button and try again. So there it is for all the ages to see, the Omega and Alpha. All of these artifacts point to the rapid spread of Christianity after Constantine in the 4th and 5th centuries. And this rapid spread went across the English Channel and on up into ancient Britain. And all of this symbolism also reminds us that Christ indeed is at the center. Christ is indeed the beginning. And he is the end. He's the hub of the wheel. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:6, there is one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. What have we to learn from an ancient mosaic? We learn that Christ is the center. May it be so. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.